home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. Just having a great old time, enjoying the beautiful sun that Vancouver has. And, you know, all the basics in between. That's really cool. I love this city. It's really cute when it's autumn like this. We've got our, the leaves are changing color, and it's getting a little bit crisp outside. To put on a little sweater or jacket. Oh my goodness, it's that time of year again. Here we go. Well, I had a very chilled out, uneventful weekend. Friday, I did mention that I was going to be DJing at the event Rent Check. That went down without a hitch. Great event, great show. Lovely winners as well. Oh, amazing. Good job. And then I just had a nice quiet weekend. I discovered a new TV program, American High School, which follows, I think, about 10 or 15 maybe students in North Carolina, and it's a predominantly POC school, which is really cool to see. And there's so many different stories and all the different backgrounds the kids come from. In, I guess, 2017, it just gives you a look at what teenagers have to deal with. It's kind of like one of those reality documentary kind of shows. And yeah, it's got me captivated. Well, I've got myself working on a couple of different projects at the moment. Queer FM is right at the top of the list. Get ready to see some new things happening with Queer FM. I'm working on a lot of new stuff, talking to some new artists. We had a lovely interview last week with Merle G, all the way from in Alabama. And man, it's so difficult to hear about the mass shootings that happen in the United States. And I don't know. I just was listening on my way in about how Jimmy Kimmel had a little breakdown because Las Vegas is basically his home city. And it's just sad. I feel sad for Americans with their gun policies. And I really don't understand it. But that's what they have to deal with. Us Canadians have other issues. Well, I guess I'll lighten things up with some music. Some cool music from Vancouver and the surrounding areas, Canada as well. Been following a few artists myself. Especially Claire Mortifee, actually. You'll have to tell me what you think about this. Shanghai. 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM.
Waiting for the night you will be mine. Baby, be my Friday night. I think we're almost ready, but I haven't heard from you in a while. Damn, what's up with the rewind? Baby, be my Friday night. I can make you feel alright. I spend the whole week anticipating, waiting for the night you will be mine. Baby, be my Friday night. I can make you feel alright. I spend the whole week anticipating. That moment, he makes me feel some type of way. He knows that, he makes me feel some type of way. But please believe I'll spend Saturday and Sunday thinking of you and those things you do. Baby, be my Friday night.
Baby, be my Friday night.
I make you feel alright.
I make you feel
spend
right.
My whole week anticipating, waiting for the night you will be mine. Yeah. Baby, be my Friday night.
Yeah.
I can make you feel alright. I spend the whole week anticipating.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You're hanging out with me. I have found some lovely, amazing news to chat about. Canadian as well as American. I might dip into the other sides of the world as well, depending on my mood. yeah. Anyways, so I just saw this cute article in Daily Extra. Now, parents are standing up for LGBT inclusion in the Bible Belt, in BC's Bible Belt. Langley has become a battleground between supporters and opponents of LGBT-friendly education. This article is dated September 27th, 2017. More than 100 Langley parents and youth have shifted the spotlight to support LGBT-friendly education in the rural suburban area about an hour southwest of Vancouver. Langley Parents of Inclusivity organized a rally outside their school board on September 26, 2017 to back changes recently made to better include LGBT lives and to show opponents that they don't speak for everyone here. The other side of this debate has covered was covered quite heavily, says founder Stacey Walklin. I think that Langley gets a bit of a bad rep. People say we're in the Bible Belt. We're not progressive. We're not inclusive. That sort of thing. I don't believe that's true. I know the Langley with a big heart, and I wanted to show people that, especially to the people who say they're speaking for Langley's parents, Walken says, opponents made headlines in May when they suddenly objected to a note sent home by the school board celebrating diversity and welcoming the changes which had been in the works since 2014. The opponent surprised the chair of Langley's school board, who told Extra that the board stands firm in its commitment to LGBT students. Supported by the conservative group called Culture Guard, the opponents are still challenging the change to make Langley schools more welcoming to LGBT students. Walken says it's time to counter that conservative message. Brad Dirks agrees. He attended the rally with his two sons, one of whom is openly trans, both of whom go to school in the district. When I started hearing some of the negative grassroots seeds being planted trying to oppose the SOGI, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Initiative, I felt like I had a responsibility to speak up in support of it and to make sure that truths are told about it, Dirks says. This is going after some of the most vulnerable young people in our community and in our province, and I just don't want to sit back and not do something, he said. According to Dirks, his son had a fairly painless transition in school, but his experience is the exception. The school was supportive and sensitive to all sides and all concerns, and we basically just handheld them through the whole thing and brought in professionals where needed and got everything done over a few years, he said. But he's the success story and he's not the norm, unfortunately. Dirk says hopefully with SOGI rolling out, all kids who follow in the footsteps of my son won't have a negative or rocky road. They'll have almost smoother sailing. Culture Guard president and Langley resident Carrie Simpson says at best the changes promote an anti-heteronormative society, and at worst she equates this curriculum with child abuse. To deliberately undermine the ability of a child to determine whether they're a boy or a girl and create confusion, to manufacture confusion deliberately is child abuse, she tells Extra. Brenda Brown disagrees. She wishes SOGI policies had been in place when her son, who recently graduated, was in school in nearby Abbotsford. He came out as gay when he was 12 years old, and it was pretty difficult for him to go through school. He dealt with a lot of bullying, a lot of anxiety was caused by it, a lot of mental anguish, she says. He wasn't really accepted. I wish they'd had this program when he went to school so that his classmates wouldn't have been taught to accept and appreciate his differences. Crystal Weller hopes her daughters won't experience that sort of anguish when they start school. She and her wife say it's important to show their support for SOGI now. We're a diverse family, and the last thing we want is for our children to go to school and feel different and to be bullied or unaccepted, Weller says. That's awesome. Our educators feel that it's important that they value diversity and that they understand that there is not just one family, she says. Families are made up of many different varieties of people and cultures. Robert McFarlane, chair of the Langley School Board, says he's still surprised by recent opposition to the program, but is impressed with the parents who are speaking out to support it. It's always good when people have a commitment to supporting education in the way that they think is right. We all have a tendency to speak out only when we don't like what's going on, he says, adding that SOGI is not up for debate. There's absolutely nothing planned to even consider backing away from it. I'd say the board and the district are very committed to, in all to it in all ways, trying to make the school safe and a safe and welcoming place for everybody. Oh, yes. Well, that is a very good thing. Again, so this is happening right in our backyard in Vancouver. If you would like to, you know, help out, SOGI, what were the acronyms again? I have to get that. I should have written it down. Sexual orientation and gender identity. This is all happening in Langley. So I'm sure you can find the organizers quite easily. And also let people know where you would like to help out. Or, you know, if you have a voice and you want to also participate, I highly recommend it. Because we do not want the opposition to take over. Now, moving on to government news. The Canadian government will apologize to LGBT people now. They're trying to figure out how. And this is dated September 26, 2017. Also in Daily Extra. The purge began in the 1950s when the Cold War was searching, reaching a fever pitch. The RCMP convinced that gay men and women represented a black male threat, systematically entrapped and expelled thousands of Canadians from the public service and the military. They didn't stop when the Trudeau government particularly discriminated gay sex. Partially discriminalized gay sex in 1969, or even when the Iron Curtain fell in 1989. Instead, the purge continued until the early 1990s. Yikes. But it's only now that the Canadian state is beginning to sort through the pain and misery that it caused. The federal government's long-awaited advisory council to help formulate an apology to the LGBT community for historic discrimination and historical discrimination has been informed and has begun speaking to Canadians who have been affected. I've held people's hands as they cry and tell them what it was, as they tell me what it was like to be purged, says Randy Biswant, the Edmonton MP and special advisor to the Prime Minister on LGBTQ2 issues. Who is chairing the committee? I've talked to people whose friends committed suicide. I've talked to people who didn't have sex for 25 years. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised to deliver an apology by the end of 2017. The apology is one of three different tracks that the government is involved with to rectify historical and ongoing injustices to the LGBT community. Alongside the committee's work, the federal government is planning to pass legislation to expunge the records of anyone convicted of consensual gay sex before that was particularly decriminalized in 1969, as well as equalizing the age of consent for anal and vaginal sex. Survivors of the purge from the public service and military have also filed a class action lawsuit demanding compensation from the government. Biswant says that the advisory committee's work is focused on what form and scope an apology should take, including what should be covered by the apology and who should be apologized to. You only get one opportunity to do something that's important well, and we want to do it well the first time, he says. The committee has already visited every capital city in Canada, with the exception of Whitehorse and Ilkwati. We Demand an Apology Network, a group which has been pursuing the federal government for years to address this issue, recently made a presentation to the committee asking for a clear official public state apology and for the government to make documents about the national security purges available to the public. One member of the network declined to join the committee when asked, criticizing the contract and confidentiality agreement that committee members must sign. Gary Kinsman, the co-author of The Canadian War on Queers, which details the gay purges, wrote in a letter to the Secretariat that the veil of secrecy must be lifted. One of the distinctive features of the Canadian National Security Campaign against queers has been its very high level of secrecy. He wrote, to have this maintained during the process of the preparation for an apology continues these practices when they need to be ended. Biswant says he understands any apprehension members of the LGBT community have with regards to government secrecy, but that participants in the process need to know that what they tell the committee will remain confidential. Biswant is urging all members of the LGBT community who have been discriminated against or who want to provide advice to the committee about the scope and tone of the apology to contact his office. This is the time for members of the community to find their voice and to be heard, he says. Oh, well, that's very nice. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise with you, hanging out, enjoying this cool morning sunrise in UBC. And I've got some more LGBT music to share with you. I've been listening to this Old Soul Rebel album, and this song called Judgment is just replaying in my head. I'm gonna get right into it. Here we go. This is Old Soul Rebel with Judgment.
Slowly, hey, let it stay. Keep the fire burning. Be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Are you living free? Is that where you wanna be? Wanna be. You ain't gotta run, you ain't gotta hide. Never be ashamed, just for living your life. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Cause the world's gonna change in time.
I never knew that life would be this hard. Living in a place of misery. But the truth, it could tear my world apart. Or make a change in history.
What's gotten into me? Losing my energy. I'm going through things that they won't understand. My friends and my family, what will they think of me? Knowing that I could love another man. Hey, nobody wants to talk about it. Hey, and they would rather live without it. Hey, this is my insanity. And it's got me praying for humanity.
If you can hear yourself, tell me who you're gonna be.
Gonna be. Are you living free? Is that where you wanna be?
Wanna be.
You ain't gotta run, you ain't gotta hide. Never be ashamed, just for living your life. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Cause the world's gonna change in time.
In the mirror, all I see is the reflection of a human being. I just wanna live and be happy. But I'm dealing with this negativity.
What's gotten into me? Losing my energy. I'm going through things that they won't understand. My friends and my family, what will they think of me? Knowing that I could love another man. Hey, nobody wants to talk about it. Hey, and they would rather live without it. Hey, this is my insanity. And it's got me praying for humanity.
If you can be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be.
Gonna be. Are you living free? Is that where you wanna be?
Wanna be.
You ain't gotta run, you ain't gotta hide. Never be ashamed, just for living your life. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Cause the world's gonna change if you can't be yourself. Tell me who you're gonna be.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. It's time.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall from September 28th to October 13th. experience some of the best cinema from around the world fused with related creator talks and events at one of North America's largest film festivals. With more than 300 films from 73 countries, VIFF's program includes the pick of top international film festivals as well as many undiscovered gems from around Canada and the world. This year, be sure to catch CITR-sponsored film Tattoos, a poignant coming-of-age romance between two punk music connoisseurs, screening September 30th and October 1st. For more information and tickets, visit viff.org.
Yes, 101.9 FM. Yes, got it right. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Letting you know what's good in the city with LGBT everything. Well, you had a lovely little interlude with song interlude with Old Soul Rebel, a song called Judgment, and I just played a new track from a cool friend from across the border, Prulette Delgato. Gotta get to know more about that guy. Gonna try to get him on the show soon. We get to talk to him, find out more. He's just over the border there in Portland. And yeah, I met him in Vancouver, actually. A little fun fact. A great little show that was as well. I think I mentioned it on the show a while back. Gotta go back and check the archives anyways. So it's now 9 o'clock. I have some more news. Not sure if it's greatest, but it's news anyways. Now, so low income linked to higher suicide rate in Canadian gay and bisexual men. The report also found lack of higher education was a link to suicide attempt rates. Now, I'm curious to find out more about this. This is dated October 3rd, 2017. Gay and bisexual men making less than $30,000 a year and without a university degree face higher suicide rates. New research reveals they're 5 times more likely to attempt suicide compared to those earning more and with a degree. The research was undertaken by the University of British Columbia, right where I'm sitting right now. Interesting. Oliver Fiertla was the study lead and is a UCB postdoctoral research fellow. He works in the Men's Health Research Program at UBC's School of Nursing. He said less educated men might feel a greater sense of hopelessness because they see few options to improve their lot. This is compared to their peers who could address their poverty by using their education. Ferletti and colleagues from the nonprofit Community-Based Research Center for Gay Men's Health looked at dates from a national health survey. They analyzed the results from 8,382 men who had sex with men. The focus was on 145 men who had reported attempting suicide in the past 12 months. Information about the mental health must be specified to their needs. Research also revealed bisexual men who were in a relationship with a woman were less likely to attempt suicide than those who were single or male or had male partners. Ferletta responded to this discovery: for a bisexual man, having a female partner is probably a protective shield, shielding them from the stress of being a member of a visible minority and from potential discrimination. The research was published in the Journal of Homosexuality yesterday. October 2nd, the number of gay and bisexual men who die of by suicide is comparative to those who die from HIV and AIDS. And yet, we know little about the factor contributing to these health risks, particularly about how social factors and suicidal behaviors intersect. Ferlati continued, our study is the first in Canada to analyze how factors like income and education are associated with suicide rates for these men. Study co-author and UCB nursing professional John Olive says the results could help design better suicide prevention programs. He says gay and bisexual men are not affected by suicide equally, interventions should acknowledge the diversity of experiences in this community. We have to make sure that messages are relevant and available to men with lower income and education levels. Information about suicide, mental health, and available resources must be specific to their needs and easy to understand. Yes, yes, yes. Wow, I did not know that that was a thing. Moving on, I did see a few pieces of news about the Las Vegas shooting. I'm not sure how deep I want to get into it. Let's see. I've got a brief one here. And I was talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Man. Should I do the Jimmy Kimmel one? He's American. Anyways. So in Pink News, dated October 3rd, also 2017, this is Gays Against Guns storm New York after Las Vegas massacre to tell Donald Trump, don't tweet, lead. That's a great thing. Now, so LGBT people have rallied together to support better gun control laws after at least 59 people were killed and 527 people injured in yesterday's Las Vegas mass shooting. More than 100 Gays Against Guns protectors took to Times Square in the center of New York City with signs reading, Keep NYC Gun Free and Justice. Last night's rally was in reaction to the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Armed with 16 guns, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock stood in his Mandalay Bay hotel room and shot at 22,000 people attending an open-air music festival. Many people found out yesterday that a lot of gay and bisexual men can't give blood in Las Vegas to help those injured by the mass shooting and voiced their outrage. On her show, Ellen DeGeneres called for love over hate in an emotional tribute. Responding to the 273 mass shootings in the U.S. this year, Gays Against Guns mobilized to get their message across. One speaker asked the crowd, what's the name of the terror organization? As the crowd answered, NRA, he said. That's right, the National Rifle Association. You keep that in mind. The announcer encouraged the protesters to look up their representatives and see how much the NRA has donated to them. Most current members of Congress, 307 out of 535, have accepted donations from the NRA to the tune of more than $3.5 million. One of the biggest massacres took place because the National Rifle Association allows it. Rally organizer Kevin Hetzot said to the crowd, public advocate Lieta James repeated this allegation, saying too many politicians are in the pocket of the NRA, and she called on protesters to do more than just send thoughts and prayers as it as is customary when tragedies occur. We've got to use our voices, our passion, our anger. It's not enough to just pray and to send your sympathies, she said. To huge cheers, she added, that means nothing at this point. If you pray, get off your knees and go to work and demand responsible gun laws. All that we are asking is responsible gun laws so that terrorists don't get guns and those suffering from mental illness don't get guns. She also urged President Donald Trump to finally display some positive leadership qualities. We are asking for the federal government and President Trump not to tweet, but to lead. She added, this is not the time to be polite. This is the time to demand a more perfect union. Chants of the NRA has got to go, and what do we want? Gun control. When do we want it? Now. Could be heard as the crowd made their feelings heard. Herzot also told the ralliers, I hope the people see the citizens of the United States of America are getting tired of being mowed down in our entertainment venues. Oh, man. Yeah, this is so sad. I have no idea. I'm at a loss for words. Because it just keeps happening time and time again. And what do the American people get? No action. At least I haven't heard of any or seen any. So that's not great. All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. I've been playing some cool music for you. And I've got some more. I'll pull it out of my back pocket. Haven't heard some Tempest Jade in a while. This song is called I Think You Should. All from Vancouver. LGBT music. All day. Here we go.
Nothing changes in my world. Just the same old story. Just a silly girl. There must be something broken in my brain. 'Cause I make the same mistakes again and again.
You said you love me. You said you love the good. But you wanna touch me. stand up,
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 stand up. God bless Orlando. God bless Pulse.
Bless Pulse.
What the fuck do it matter to you? The way I walk, the way I talk, the way I dress. 50 plus meant they fake from an act of hate. God bless Orlando, let the tears flow. The music so loud, there was somebody's child. Another heart broke, left with no hope. Another soul gone, blood on the cell phone. I gotta show some love, God bless that club. Too many guns on the streets, homophobes think it's sweet. Taking lives like HIV. The worst attack, none of hatred's back. Like 9/11 angels sent to heaven. Will things ever change? I see the same games. Will things ever change? We feel the same pain. If we all stick together, then we all gon' grow. Don't like what we do? Man, fuck that hoe. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up, stand up,
stand up,
stand up, stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
God bless Orlando,
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 Orlando, God bless Pulse,
bless Pulse,
bless Pulse. Stand up, stand up,
stand up.
Hands in the air, let's fight.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Hands in the air, let's fight. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Hands
in the air, let's fight. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up. I'm feeling mad at somebody, but the body's gone. The only way to get back is through that microphone. To my gays in the bay, all the way out in West LA. Baby pop yo booty. LGBTQ lives matter. Lyrics slide through the wire. There's another power up higher. Love wins. Same sex love ain't a sin. Nigga, I'm a lion in a fucking den. Stand up, put the guns up, man up. It's my life, baby, we got rights. It could have happened to you or happened to me. Down on my knees thinking G-O-D. Another soul now closer to the sun. They was in the club just trying to have some fun. Be fierce, be in control. Shake that shit, baby, rock and roll.
Stand up,
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 stand up, God bless Orlando,
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 Orlando. God bless Pulse,
bless Pulse,
bless Pulse. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Hands
in the air, let's fight. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Hands
in the air, let's fight. Stand up,
stand
up, stand up.
Hands
in the air, let's fight. Stand up,
stand
up, stand up. Stand up,
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 God bless
Orlando,
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 God bless Pulse,
bless Pulse,
bless Pulse. Stand up,
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 God bless
Orlando,
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 God bless Pulse,
bless Pulse,
bless Pulse. Stand up,
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 God bless
Orlando,
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 God bless Pulse,
bless Pulse,
bless Pulse.
Hello everyone, here we are again in the aftermath of another terrible, inexplicable, shocking and painful tragedy, this time in Las Vegas, which happens to be my hometown and Cleto's hometown, Cleto Sr.'s hometown. And as you know, at least 59 people are dead. Hundreds of people were wounded in what they say was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history, coming about a year and a half after the previous deadliest mass shooting in modern American history in Orlando, where 49 people lost their lives. And of course, we pray for the victims and for their families and friends, and we wonder why, even though there's probably no way to ever know why a human being would do something like this to other human beings who are at a concert, having fun and listening to music. Jason Aldean was on stage. Luke Combs, who was here with us tonight, he played the show too. And obviously no one could have ever expected that something terrible would happen, but it did. A very sick person smuggled 17 guns into his hotel room and smashed out the windows. Started firing indiscriminately from the 32nd floor into a crowd of 22,000 people across the street. And as a result of that, this morning, we have children without parents and fathers without sons, mothers without daughters. We lost two police officers. We lost a nurse from Tennessee, a special ed teacher from a local school here in Manhattan Beach. And it's the kind of thing that it makes you want to throw up or give up. It's too much to even process. All these devastated families who now have to live with this pain forever because one person with a violent and insane voice in his head managed to stockpile a collection of high-powered rifles and use them to shoot people. The guy was an accountant. He had no criminal record. His brother, who lives in Florida, seems totally shocked, genuinely dumbfounded. He said he saw no sign of any of this. The owner of the store that sold the killer some of the rifles said he passed the government-mandated background check when he was in the store. He wasn't on any watch list. Didn't seem to have been a religious or political extremist. Came out of nowhere. And because of that, because there weren't any of the usual signs, I've been reading comments from people who say, this is terrible, but there's nothing we can do about it. But I disagree with that intensely, because of course there's something we can do about it. There are a lot of things we can do about it. But we don't, which is interesting, because when someone with a beard attacks us, we tap phones, we invoke travel bans, we build walls, we take every possible precaution to make sure it doesn't happen again. But when an American buys a gun and kills other Americans, then there's nothing we can do about that. And Second Amendment, I guess, our forefathers wanted us to have AK-47s, is the argument, I assume. Orlando, Newtown, Aurora, San Bernardino, every one of these shootings, the murderer used automatic or semi-automatic rifles, which are not weapons you use for self-defense. They're weapons designed to kill large numbers of people in the shortest possible amount of time. And this guy reportedly had 10 of them in his room, apparently legally. At least some of them were there legally. Why is that allowed? I don't know why our so-called leaders continue to allow this to happen. Or maybe a better question, why do we continue to let them to allow it to happen? 5 people got shot in Lawrence, Kansas last night. 3 of them died. It didn't even make a blip because this is just a regular part of our lives now. And you know what will happen? We'll pray for Las Vegas. Some of us will get motivated. Some of us won't get motivated. The bills will be written. They'll be watered down. They'll fail. The NRA will smother it all with money. And over time, we'll get distracted. We'll move on to the next thing. And then it will happen again and again. And last night, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said this is not the time. Or actually, it was today, this morning. She said it was not the time for political debate. And I don't know. We have 59 innocent people dead. It wasn't their time either. So I think now is the time for political debate. President Trump is visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday. He spoke this morning. He said he's praying for those who lost their lives. You know, in February, he also signed a bill that made it easier for people with severe mental illness to buy guns legally. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, a number of other lawmakers who won't do anything about this because the NRA has their balls in a money clip, also sent their thoughts and their prayers today, which is good. They should be praying. They should be praying for God to forgive them for letting the gun lobby run this country, because it is it's so crazy. Right now, there are loopholes in the law that let people avoid background checks if they buy a gun privately from another party, if they buy a gun online or at a gun show. So I want to show you something. These are the faces of the senators who, days after the shooting in Orlando, voted against a bill that would have closed those loopholes. These are the 56 senators who didn't want to do anything about that. Now, 90% of Democrats, I'm not talking about politicians here, I'm talking about people, and 77% of Republicans support background checks at gun shows. 89% of Republicans and Democrats are in favor of restricting gun ownership for the mentally ill. But not this gang. They voted against both of those things. So with all due respect, your thoughts and your prayers are insufficient. And by the way, the House of Representatives will be voting on a piece of legislation this week. It's a bill to legalize the sale of silencers for guns. This is what they're working on. We have a major problem with gun violence in this country, and I guess they don't care. And if I'm wrong on that, fine, do something about it, because I'm sick of it. And, you know, I want this to be a comedy show. I hate talking about stuff like this. I just want to, you know, laugh about things every night. But that it seems to be coming increasingly difficult lately. It feels like someone has opened a window into hell. And what I'm talking about tonight isn't about gun control. It's about common sense. Common sense says no good will ever come from allowing a person to have weapons that can take down 527 Americans at a concert. Common sense says you don't let those who suffer from mental illness buy guns. You know, in June of last year, the NRA fought to make sure people on the no-fly list can buy guns. They aren't allowed to get on a plane. They're allowed to own a very dangerous gun. Who thinks that makes sense? Them, I guess, the people who voted with the NRA. Maybe I'm nuts, but I would like to think we can put politics aside and agree that no American citizen needs an M16 or 10 of them. And maybe that way we don't do this again. I mean, that seems very reasonable to me. In 1980, we had a big fire at the MGM Hotel in Las Vegas. It was horrible, right? I mean, 85 people died. You could see the fire. I mean, I was 13 years old. I'll never forget. A man jumped out the window. It was a terrible thing to see. And then a few months later, there was another fire at the Hilton, and 5 people died. So you know what they did? They changed the laws. They made major changes to the fire safety codes, and it hasn't happened again. Why would we approach this differently? It's a public safety issue, and something needs to be done already. So tell your congresspeople to do something. I mean, it's not enough to send your love and prayers, and we do. We send our love and support and whatever else is needed to Las Vegas and to the families from all over the country and Canada who had the worst night of their lives last night. You know, Vegas is a funny town. It's easy to forget people live there, but they do. I mean, lots of good people. These people showed up in droves today to donate blood because it's the only thing they could do. And so they did it. But there is more that we can do, and we need to do it. And thank God for the police in Las Vegas who risked their lives trying to locate the man with the gun. Thank God for the doctors and nurses and firefighters and paramedics who rose to the occasion as they always seem to do when we need them to. And for the concertgoers themselves who helped each other, who threw their bodies on top of each other, who drove their private cars full of people who were bleeding to the hospital. Don't forget them. And don't forget what's going on in Puerto Rico either, because just because they're not the lead story today, they still need help. And if you want to help either one of those cities, Puerto Rico is not a city, obviously, but Vegas or Puerto Rico, a good way to do that is to give to the American Red Cross. There's the information right there on the screen. And we send all our love to our family and friends in Las Vegas and to everyone affected by this terrible event. I'm sorry for getting emotional. I'm not great with this kind of thing, but I just think it's important, you know? So, thanks for watching. If you like
the most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Sequential Circus has been showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music in Vancouver for over 10 years. Join us for Sequential Circus 21, featuring live musical performances by Bastet, Data Taste, Hitori Tori, Meet Your Wild Leader, and Tegan and Andrew Van Hassel, plus performance art by Claire Jemima, live visuals from Dermot Glennon, and much more. Put on your dancing shoes and join us at 10 p.m. Saturday, October 7th at Open Studios. Visit sequentialcircus.ca or facebook.com/sequentialcircus for more details.
We're covered in salt. Today, live recordings of big bands are rare, making this release so much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in contemporary and classic big band tradition. All Canadian compositions, never before recorded arrangements tracked over 3 days in November of 2016, the latest album from Canada's longest standing big band, primetime big band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM, I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing lots of little things, here and there, up and down. Alright, now this is a portion of the show where I let you know what's happening in the city. We've got all kinds of great events, great, big, small, you name it, we've got them. Just looking at today... Tomorrow. Vancouver Sisters in Spirit Vigil is happening at Victory Square in Vancouver. This looks like 5:30 till 8 p.m. Now, please join the Pacific Association of First Nations Women, UBCIC, the BC Federation of Labor, and the Union of National Employees to pay tribute and show respect to the families and friends of the murdered and missing Indigenous women. A gather at 5:30, and the vigil starts at 6 p.m. And then it says here it'll last until 6 p.m. Or sorry, 8 p.m. So again, 5:30 is the gathering, and the vigil starts at 6, and it ends at around 8 o'clock. So that's October 4th. That's tomorrow in Victory Square. Vancouver Sisters in Spirit Vigil. All right, and looking at also tomorrow, Gaslighting and Gender in the Workplace is also happening at Unibounce. This is addressed 401 West Georgia Street in Vancouver. Gaslighting is an emotional abuse tactic wherein the victim is made in doubt to doubt their own judgment and feelings. This talk will include the ways that subtle gender discrimination at work undermines women's self-trust and evasivity, and leading to that all too familiar question, am I the crazy one? We'll cover what gaslighting is, social and workplace structures that support gaslighting, gender dynamics that promote gaslighting, emotional and practical costs of gaslighting. The goal of this workshop is to give attendees an understanding of the ways that gaslighting can creep into their workplace and to demonstrate the practical effects it has on workplace gender balance. So, you can look on Facebook at Gaslighting and Gender in the Workplace by Holly Burton. Just type those words in and you'll find Unibounce in the address 401 West Georgia, where you can be attending. And the times here I see are 5:30 to 7:30. So, tomorrow evening. Moving on, it looks like I've got some, Friday dates here. A wonderful show that I'm really looking forward to. 333 Tour, kickoff show at Café du Soleil. 7:30 till 11:30. Cafe du Soleil is at 2096 Commercial Drive in Vancouver. Open the portal cause. It means to be if you have too many feelings, like 1, 2, 3, kick it off with Kim Mortal, JB the First Lady, and Missy D. We are each independent artist, hustler women of color in hip-hop, joining forces for the first time to go on a mini tour. We're starting in Vancouver, performing in Kelowna, doing a live radio show and workshop in Victoria, and ending off in Vancouver. Come blast off with us. More information and future things. Add 333. Okay, I got that. The entrance price is $10 by donation. All proceeds support our tour. Doors are at 8 p.m. Show starts at 8:30. You can follow Kim Mortal at Kim Mortal Music on Instagram. JB the First Lady on Instagram. Also JB the First Lady. And Missy D on Instagram. Missy D FemC. So, wow. That's... is a really interesting event. Whoops. I think I accidentally bypassed one cool event. VIFF Live has Little Destroyer, Louise Burns, and the Zolas at Fortune tonight at 7 p.m. So get down there. And tomorrow, VIF Live has IMUR and the Humans and more, also at Fortune. You gotta get to that. Also tomorrow, Story Drive, weekly storytelling show, is at the Drive Coffee Bar in Vancouver. Make sure to attend that. And the times I see are 7:30, and then I guess the show starts at 8:30, so make sure to get your tickets for that one. The weekend is in town on Thursday. Fun. More Vancouver Film Festival stuff. And what else do I see? Saturday? I see a Wild Salmon Caravan 2017 parade. That is at the Vancouver Friendship Center, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the daytime. So Vancouver Wild Salmon Caravan, Saturday, October 7th. So get down to the Friendship Center. That looks fun. And... anything else? Sunday. Oh, I'm seeing things in Portland, Oregon, so that might leave us open to just having a great, nice, long weekend. I didn't realize that long weekend was creeping up on us so fast. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You've been listening to the great musical sounds and stylings of me. And I'll play you a new track. Make you feel good too. Got another Vancouver artist here in my little music bag. Gotta make sure to reach out to this person and get them on the air one time. I've got Horsepower with Weirdo. Here we go. 101.9 FM CITR.
Hang up the phone, then get in the zone. Yeah, yeah. Please leave me alone, leave me alone. Yeah, yeah. Eat to go home, fly like a drone. I am the one, and you are a clone. Yeah, yeah. Neo, 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 neo. Keanu Reeves on the keys and speedo. In the matrix, but my myself freed up. Got you listening through the speakers, I'm a kino. Pussy warlords all up on my team, no. My bitches drive, ride or die, how we go.
crash. I'm the great bambino. Neo, 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 neo. Call me what you want. I'm a weirdo. Neo, 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 neo. The king of crash. I'm the great bambino. I'm a curry motherfucking bitch. Never in a hurry, cause I'm always on the fucking bridge. On my verses, I spit bird shit. Healthy hating, cause both of my cousins is nurses. Got this ill feeling like I'm Richie Rich. All jokes aside, I'm a fucking comic. If Hedberg were alive, we'd be writing sonnets. No one ever really dies unless you a dick. Hang up the phone and get in the zone. Please leave me alone, leave me alone. Easy go home, fly like a drone. I am the one and you are a clone. Neo, 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 neo. Call me what you want, I'm a weirdo. Neo, 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 neo. The king of crash, I'm the great bambino. Neo, 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 neo. Call me what you want, I'm a weirdo. I'm a fucking witch, you know that? I've been running this shit, horseback, getting everything I want in my knapsack, brewing spells at the dawn on my spice rack. Ain't a devil but a spine, yeah, like that. So I gotta get it on before it bites back. When it bites back, you get sidetracked, and my body stretch out like an hourglass. It's a time lapse when I'm on your lap, pouring stir in my cauldron, take a stab. I'm laughing at those bitches mad, those bitches choke. I told you so. I'm a fucking witch with a big nose on my tippy toes. I see you hoes, I'm laughing at you bitches mad, you bitches choke. I told you so. Big nose, brown girl, big nose, big nose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big nose, brown girl, big nose, big nose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big nose, brown girl, big nose, brown girl. Big nose, brown girl, big nose, brown girl. Bitch, I am witching for real. Bitch, I am witching for real. Yeah. Potion and casting them spells. I do not fuck with your pills. Yeah, yeah. Bitch, I am witching for real. Bitch, I am witching for real. Yeah, yeah. Potion and casting them spells. I do not fuck with your pills. Bitch, I am witching for real.
The blank. up and let them go. What you want to put in the picture? What you want to fill in the blanks? What you want to put in the picture? What you want to fill in the blanks? Fill in the blanks, fill in the blanks. What you want to put in the picture? What you want to fill in the blanks? Fill in the blanks, fill in the blanks.
Keep pop locking the rock of the show now. But they gotta slow down or keep it afloat now. Bringing a vibe, give thanks to creator. I'm living it so alive. I want to discover the rhythm in every other. I'm giving to every mother, every sister, every brother. I want to unravel the system of soul. Travel and tap the right channel to move with no devil. I want to rise towards the most high. I really despise the greed, the ship's eyes. I want to shine where stars do align. Cause now is the time to find the sublime. I'm steady climbing the rhyming to make diamonds in the sky. Reflect back down to the tide side. Move with the moonlight. I assume right now the insight might make the moon right.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Don't flow, suggest you don't go. The seeds that won't sow, the cells that won't grow. Lest you get blessed, confess and don't fool the kids who don't know the toll. It's like woe when they tell their souls to hold the fool's golden. All the goals go out the window. Or smoke the endo or don't meditate. Don't take the time to unwind and create what we were given free will for a reason. Make me wonder why we turn like the season. Could it be all the greed they feed in me? Gotta see what I need, come on.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back. Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert, Jonathan Q, what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyrenees Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
I'm gonna say goodbye for another week. We'll see you next week. Thanks, all listeners. Queer FM, 101.9 FM. We love ya.